Hello, my name is Brian Ivashelsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we're joined by Andrew Maiorini, Vice President of Clinical Programs at PerformRx. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So today, we're going to be discussing medication adherence and the ways in which pharmacists can be working right now to help improve adherence among their patients. So, Andrew, to start, can you just give us a little more background on yourself, PerformRx, and your role with the company?
Sure. I'm a licensed pharmacist in Pennsylvania. I completed my PharmD program at Temple University in Philadelphia. And then I also completed a general practice residency at Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson University. I've been working in managed care for over 20 years now. In my current role, I manage the clinical programs at PerformRx, which is a part of AmeriHealth Caritas. It's a PBM serving members nationwide. It's located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Cool. So we can dive right into kind of why we're here, which is medication adherence among pharmacist patients. So 50% of patients do not take their medications as prescribed. So in your experience as a pharmacist, what does medication adherence look like among your patients, and why do you think it's so prevalent?
So it varies based on the patient population, and there's a lot of factors that contribute to that. And, you know, there's some studies that show, you know, as high as 30% of patients don't even fill their first prescription. So it definitely looks very different. There's a lot of nuance to that, but there's a lot of reasons why that happens. Oftentimes, patients aren't fully aware of, you know, what the medications can do, what the potential side effects are. They're not certain of what the benefits to taking the medication could be. And then there's also cost issues as well as access to care. All of these things kind of contribute to members not taking their prescriptions exactly as they were prescribed to be taken.
Obviously, those are some challenges for patients. So kind of moving aside from that and talking about pharmacists, what challenges do you think pharmacists encounter that truly impedes their successful medication adherence with their patients?
Obviously, pharmacists play a crucial role. They're right at the front lines of when members are getting prescriptions filled. Some things very similar to what I mentioned before also can impede pharmacists a little bit. You know, it really depends on what insurance patients have, how much they have to pay out of pocket, because sometimes costs can be an issue. Oftentimes, there are other determinants that play a role as well. So, for example, transportation issues. Some patients may have a hard time getting out of the house. They may not have a pharmacy that's within a walkable distance for them, and then they have transportation problems. So all of these things kind of go in to play a role, causing the, you know, member from missing fills or missing prescriptions. Pharmacists can play a crucial role, a lot of times sending out notifications, calling members up for reminders, refill reminders. But a lot of times, you know, the issue will be if you don't get the patient in the front door, you know, there's not a lot someone can do to get the medications in their hands. So, you know, we try to do certain things like increasing use of things like mail order so that, you know, it eliminates some of those issues patient may have. So getting to the pharmacy. It's a very varied, nuanced problem. And I think as therapeutic regimens get a little more complex, as they get more expensive even, you know, we're going to still see these same struggles occurring as we move forward.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously, it's definitely a big concern within the pharmacy industry. And there's factors outside of just like clinical factors that kind of contribute to this, which makes it even a larger issue. So kind of moving forward, we've set the stage for kind of what medication in here is like in the U.S., but what is your organization doing right now, or how is it helping pharmacists to improve patients' medication adherence?
So as a PBM, we don't physically distribute medication. So we are responsible for making sure that the medications process at the point of sale and that we have an adequate pharmacy network to serve the membership. But what we do is, you know, we have various programs across the board. So I mentioned earlier, you know, we do trying to make sure that our patients are aware that they have certain services, things like mail order, that can help eliminate some of those barriers. But a biggest thing that we do in some of our outreach programs is making sure that we're incorporating a lot of those social determinant type factors into our conversations with those members, you know, to make sure we're checking, you know, are there transportation issues? Is there a cost barrier to them taking their medication? What we find, though, is that it's about having a conversation, and it's about empowering those members to really fully understand the benefit of taking the medication. You know, sometimes it's very easy to understand if you have an issue where there's pain, you take a pain medication, it relieves the pain, right? You get that immediate. It's not that difficult to understand the value of taking that medication or an antibiotic to treat an infection. But things like, hypertension, for example, there's not that immediate feedback that that medication is providing any benefit. And so sometimes that having those conversations and explaining the long-term impacts of dealing with, you know, certain disease states like hypertension and empowering that member to really understand the value to their health and how it is important to them, that really helps reinforce that importance of taking those medications.
Cool. So before kind of moving ahead to approaches in the future, it seems like medication adherence and kind of tackling non-adherence is a big themes within it are education and patient engagement. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes. You want to make sure that the patient feels a part of their care and that they are understanding what they're doing, that they have choices, and that, you know, what their actions that they're taking in the end positively impact them, and that they're part of the process of determining their care and making sure that they understand why certain options were decided upon. I think that type of communication and discussion with members allows them to, you know, buy in, be more bought into, and understand why they're doing, you know, what it is that their prescribers are treating them with for their specific disease.
Awesome. Yeah. And we definitely see that a lot with the various pharmacists throughout the country. And hopefully that can only improve and help with patients. Two more questions here. Kind of just wanted to look ahead and then get your final thoughts. But what systems, technologies, or just general approaches do you believe are necessary to improve in order to reduce non-adherence going forward? So like maybe like an overarching kind of thing that could be improved to help across the board.
So what I could talk about are some of the things that we're doing, because as obvious from what the issues are, I don't think there's ever going to be a one-size-fits-all model, because you have all of these different factors that are playing a role in non-adherence. But, you know, typically what we're trying to do is not only just identify patients as we're seeing non-adherent. It's pretty straightforward to look at the data and say, you know, I know this member is on a medication they're supposed to take every month. I could see two or three missed fills. Obviously, something's not going on right here. And let's reach out and try to address or discuss with that member why, you know, this prescription isn't getting filled every month. But at that point in time, you know, they've already missed a couple fills. And so the adherence rate's already kind of slipping. So what we're really trying to do more of, and where I think things can improve in the future, is start to really look at some of those data and not just the prescription fills, but other, you know, socioeconomic type of factors as well. And, you know, some of those things could just be, you know, how many pharmacies are within a walking distance of that patient's home if they're somebody that doesn't have transportation, or, you know, is there a cost related issue, and start to build those in better algorithms to try to be more preventative and try to identify patients at high risk of non-adherence before they start missing fills. You know, obviously maintaining the adherence is always better than trying to get patients back onto something if they've already been missing. So I think with use of, you know, big data, I even think that there's a role here at some point for AI to kind of help us mine that data and look for some of these potential flags that can lead us down a road of being able to identify patients at risk before the adherence starts to get off track.
With all these factors at play, it's like taking a full scope of everything and kind of taking each on its own. Awesome. So it's been a great discussion, kind of setting the stage for medication adherence and ways forward. I know, like you said, that this isn't, it may always be an issue across the country and even globally, but kind of just wanted to get your final thoughts on medication adherence in the US, like where we're at now based on the trends that you've seen.
So I think, you know, what my final thought would be here is like communication is key. It's very important to make sure that we are providing all of the information that not just the members, but also their prescribers and the rest of the care team are involved, and that they understand, you know, what issues that member may be facing. If the patient has better understanding of the value of the therapy and the potential risks associated with, you know, not just taking the medication, but also with their disease progression and how that therapy will help them, you know, slow down that disease progression, that puts a lot more of that knowledge and that feeling of being involved in your own care with that member, that empowerment that really gets buy-in and really helps improve adherence. Yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, it's becoming a little more common now, but things that we talk about like social determinants of health, really getting those factors. I think one area that we lack a little bit is in really collecting that data and really understanding what of those data are important to collect so that we can start building some of these better algorithms to really be able to reach out to members and address some of these issues before they become a problem. All of that really just trying to work towards alleviating those barriers and making sure that members have the access that they need, they can get their medication, and they understand how to take it, and you know, in the end, then improve that those medication adherence rates. And one thing we didn't really talk about either, but that also comes into play here, is making sure their members are on the right medications as well. So sometimes there's ways we can modify therapy or discuss with their providers to, you know, maybe there's alternatives that would be better if, for example, they're having certain side effects or if a member's medication is too expensive. And so really incorporating the whole team into the discussion, just making sure that we're communicating and providing as much information as we can.
Very well said. I think this was a great discussion, kind of setting the stage for the issues of medication adherence. And even if there isn't that one size fits all, there are paths forward and ways to improve it for patients. So I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Sure. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.